Welcome to SwampSwami.com, sports commentary and more. And now it's time to reveal the Swamp Swami College Football Top 25. Today, counting to 10. And just like the Sesame Street character, the count has been known to say, 10 is the number of the week. There are now only 10 unbeaten teams remaining out of the 130 FBS large division college football teams. At the other end of the spectrum, there are now only 10 teams remaining with either 1 or 0 wins at the bottom of my poll, too. 10! After week number 8 of the college football season, we say goodbye, adios, to Wisconsin and Boise State from the ranks of the undefeated teams. Wisconsin was a 30-point favorite on the road at 2-4 Illinois. After the Badgers took an early lead Saturday, the Fighting Illini came roaring back into the game and scored a game-winning field goal on the last play of the game to win 24-23 and end Wisconsin's perfect season. Also on the road, the Boise State Broncos lost their first game of the 2019 season 28-25 to a 2-4 BYU team. The Brigham Young Cougars have likely ended the Broncos' chances for a highly profitable major New Year's Day bowl game. Then on the other end of the scale, it's time to reveal my bottom 10 teams. Now I find it surprising that only 10 teams out of the 130 remain with 1 or 0 wins at this point in the season. I would have figured this group might be a little bit larger. So if your favorite school is one of those 10 unfortunate teams, the end of the 2019 season can't come quickly enough for you. By far the biggest surprise of this group is the 1-5 Northwestern Wildcats of the Big Ten Conference. After 4 straight winning seasons and significant bowl appearances, it looks like the old Mildcats have returned. And the Tidy Bowl is the only postseason bowl game within sight. There are still 3 teams without a win this season. Number 128, Rice, is now 0-7. At least they played 6-1 Louisiana Tech into overtime in Houston before losing earlier this year by 3 points. Meanwhile, number 129, Akron, and number 130, New Mexico State, are also 0-7, but the Zips of Akron had an 11-point loss to 6-1 UAB, while the New Mexico State Aggies lost to a 6-1 San Diego State team by 21 points. And by virtue of the larger loss by New Mexico State, the Aggies are now mired at the bottom of my SwampSwami.com poll through week number 8. On the positive side, it's time to turn our attention to the top 25 teams and welcome in 3 new squads into this week's poll. From Conference USA, the UAB Blazers are now 6-1 and ranked number 25. The Wake Forest Demon Deacons of the ACC beat conference foe Florida State on Saturday to move to 6-1 on the season and are now back into our survey at number 24. And finally, the Louisiana Tech Bulldogs are making their first appearance in my survey after 3 years of knocking on the door. The Dogs crashed the party at number 23 this week with a convincing 45-30 win over 4-3 Southern Miss on Saturday afternoon in Ruston. The Bulldogs are now 6-1. How about them Dogs? Now here's the remainder of the SwampSwami.com College Football Top 25 College Rankings through Saturday, October 19th. Falling to number 22 this week from the Mountain West, it's Boise State. At number 21, it's Notre Dame at 5-1. They were idle this week. At number 20, the Oregon Ducks took care of Washington 35-31 in a thriller and now are at number 20 in this week's poll. At number 19, also from the Pac-12, it's the Utah Utes. At number 18, at 6-1 on the season, the Cincinnati Bearcats. At number 17 from the Mountain West, it's San Diego State. At number 16 in the poll from the American Conference at 5-1, it's the Navy. At number 15, after that loss we talked about to Illinois, it's the Wisconsin Badgers at 6-1. At number 14 in this week's poll from the American Conference, the Memphis Tigers come back with a nice rebound win over 5-2 Tulane. Now at number 13 from the SEC, it's Georgia. At number 12 from the SEC, the Auburn Tigers. And let's do three in a row. At number 11 from the SEC, it's the Florida Gators. And now, the top 10, the remaining undefeated teams. At number 10 this week from the Sun Belt Conference, at 6-0, it's the Appalachian State Mountaineers, who blasted UL Monroe 52-7 on Saturday. At number 9 from the Big Ten Conference, at 7-0, for the first time since 1960, it's the Minnesota Golden Gophers. At number 8 from the American Conference, at 7-0, with a 45-21 win over 5-2 Temple, the SMU Mustangs are at number 8 this week. At number 7 from the Big 12, the Baylor Bears. Yes, the Bears surprisingly took care of Oklahoma State in Stillwater 45-27 on Saturday afternoon. At number 6, after the big whiteout win over Big Ten rival Michigan, the Penn State Nittany Lions are 7-0 after taking down Michigan 28-21. Next up, they go to Michigan State. At number 5 this week, the LSU Tigers, who had 4 more touchdown passes from Joe Burrow in an easy win over Mississippi State. Auburn is next for LSU. That should be a great game coming up on Saturday. At number 4 from the Big 12, Oklahoma is 7-0, and thankfully the Oklahoma Sooner Schooner and the riders on the schooner are going to be okay. In case you didn't see it, the Boomer Sooner Schooner, which is led by a couple of horses, accidentally tipped over at the first part of the game on Saturday of Oklahoma's win. Everyone is okay, though. At number 3 in the survey from the Big 10, they just quietly keep destroying people. It's Ohio State at 7-0 after a 52-3 shellacking of 1-5 Northwestern. At number 2 this week from the SEC, after a very difficult 35-13 win over the Tennessee Volunteers, the Alabama Crimson Tide remain perched on the doorstep and waiting for a crack in the armor of our number 1 team. And at number 1, again this week, after a 45-10 whipping of the Louisville Cardinals in Louisville, it's the Clemson Tigers, 7-0 and ranked number 1 in this week's Swamp Swami College Football Top 25.